It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you in part by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Charlie, we've been experiencing some wet weather, really humid. Some crops kind of love it, but one in particular, the kind of crop that can do some damage, is loving this weather. Can you tell us a little bit more about the creepy crawlies?
Yes, that crop is slugs and snails, and they're having a great time out there. And if you're trying to grow seedlings of anything from marigolds to zinnias to basil, or if you have your hosta plants, or if you're trying to harvest your lettuce, you're seeing them eating leaves, doing all kinds of damage. Once your plants get big enough, it's really not going to be as much of an issue. First of all, we have to understand what they like. They like cool, damp, and shady conditions. So that's why they're under the leaves, and that's why you don't see them, because they come out at night. During the day, they hide in the mulch and all that other stuff. So if you can remove mulch around plants, if you can scrape up the soil, especially around seedlings, cultivate the soil a little bit so that it dries out a little bit faster, that will make it less conducive for them to hang around. The other thing you can do is put down some materials that they don't like to crawl over, things like crushed clam shells or crushed oyster shells, or sheep's wool. This is one I learned in England on one of my trips. We went to a botanical garden there, and they had sheep's wool around their hostas, and I asked the gardener, and he said they keep the slugs and snails away because they don't like walking across that kind of scratchy surface with all the tannins and things. So if you have sheep or you know someone with sheep, you can mulch your garden with sheep's wool.
Wow. Okay. Can a sweater work or no? You're talking about like raw wool?
You don't want to start taking your old sweaters apart.
Or could you or no?
I think it's the raw wool.
Okay.
You don't want to use eggshells, though, by the way. Some people like to put eggshells down, and they disintegrate too really quickly, and they're not sharp enough. So those are kind of materials you can use. Then there's the classic beer traps. They're really interested in the yeast, not the alcohol. And you put them in the little container. Make sure you leave a space at the top of the container so they have to stretch to reach the liquid, and then they stretch and fall down, and then they drown. And keep your animals away from them. Dogs particularly love to drink the beer. So that works pretty well. And then there are some organic baits on the market now. One in particular has iron phosphate in it. And iron phosphate is a naturally occurring mineral. It's safe. It has a bait in it that attracts the slugs, but when the slugs and snails eat it, the iron phosphate kills them. Very low toxicity, but again, you want to keep young kids and animals away from it. So these are kinds of things you can do to actually alleviate some of the problems that you have with the slugs and snails. And of course, you can pray for sunny, dry weather too.
Questions coming in. This one from Byron in central Vermont. And Byron writes, has goutweed essentially eradicated wild flocks in central Vermont?
I don't know about that. I had not heard that. But goutweed does spread all over the place, and wild flocks actually is pretty aggressive too. So they might be duking it out in some places. So if you have a lot of goutweed in your yard, the simple things to do, well, it's not so simple, but it is pretty straightforward, is to mow it down repeatedly to weaken it, cover it over with a tarp for a year or so, and then when you pull the tarp off, dig out the root system, and then even after you've done that, you might have to be mowing it again for a little while. Depends on how aggressive it is. Once you've gotten rid of most of it from an area, you want to put down deep edging around it. It could be a metal edging or a really deep wooden edging so it doesn't come back from other places. So that's kind of your goutweed amelioration 101.
Michelle and Barry writes, Charlie, I'm growing peas. The plants are big and lush. They look wonderful, but I would have expected to see flowers by now, but not a one. Should I see flowers by now?
I'm looking into the future, Michelle, and I'm seeing that you see the flowers because I know she got back to me a week later. Yes, a lot of the varieties you grow of peas, some of them are late maturing varieties, so don't get upset if you haven't seen the flowers yet. They're coming, and you're going to have a lot of peas.
Excellent. If you have questions about anything in your garden, send them to us, vermontpublic.org. Search All Things Gardening and submit your question in the post. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.